Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Much of the state has been facing some abnormally dry or even severe drought conditions. Coupled with other issues, concerns for fires are at the top of the list for farmers to consider. Nebraska Extension educator Amy Timmerman talks about some safety tips to help avoid a fire-related disaster.
Fire prevention is really key. We always have a risk of a fire starting with combines. That's because we got a lot of moving parts, lots and lots of moving parts. And we're also dealing with a dry crop. So we have kindling right there. So it doesn't take much of a spark to get it up and going really fast. And a lot of us, you know, realized in the last few weeks, there's been a lot of reports of combine fires. We were in red flag warnings, which made it very conducive for fires. So as a producer in your combine, there's a few steps prevention-wise we can do. Number one is just basically maintenance, making sure we're maintaining our combine, making sure everything is running good and properly the way it's supposed to. Number two is cleaning up your machine at the end of the day. I know that's a job everybody hates. It's dirty, it's messy, we're tired. But if we think about it, we get all those corn leaves and soybean debris, especially up around those exhaust manifolds. It's extremely, extremely hot, especially with the emission rates and how they have to combust. With it being so hot, if we don't remove that debris and it's always standing there, that's a place for it to ignite. The other place we can see debris ignite is around all those bearings. We know bearings are going to go out. We can't always predict those, but they get hot. So just daily maintenance and cleaning that component off around those high flammable areas really helps reduce your risk. And then the number three is really, once again, coming into cleanliness of that combine. We're going to be changing out oil filters. We have to change oil. Try to make sure that if we spill oil, that we're cleaning it up and not just leaving it on the platforms or on the side of the combine. Once again, it's highly combustible. We get a little bit of a spark. It isn't going to take much for it to go poof. And then we're going to be in a dire situation. So those are some things we can do to help prevent a fire from happening on a combine. But in all reality, accidents happen and we can't prevent everything from happening. There are definitely steps that we need to take into consideration so we're prepared for when we have those situations arise. And when I look at it, one of the first big things is when we run into an issue and you have to call 911 for help, can you clearly explain to dispatch where you're located? What is my road and avenue intersections? Because you can't say it's grandma's 40 because nobody's going to know what that is. Some little towns, if you put that through dispatch, they'll understand. But in general, we have to assume they don't know where that's at. So can I clearly say where I'm at, or at least be able to say, okay, from south of town, you're going to go 15 miles south, 2 miles back to the west, whatever those instructions are. I know there's been situations where fire and rescue had to go out and they're just looking for smoke. The longer it takes them to get there, the longer that fire is going to go. The other piece is, do you have a fire extinguisher on your combine? And not just a water extinguisher, you need an ABC. The reason why you need an ABC is because of the oil and the grease. If you add water to that oil grease fire, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to compress or smother that fire. So you need to make sure you have an ABC. Now, is your ABC fire extinguisher up to standards? Does it need to be reloaded? And here's the other thing. If the combine is on fire and you go to pull that fire extinguisher and you could bodily get harmed because the fire is so bad, don't put yourself in that situation. Get away from the machine. Wait for officials to get there.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.